I guess I've been a member about 6 or 7 years now, and it has really changed my life. Now, it's easy to say that. It's changed my life, but it seriously has changed my life. About 20 years ago, I've been in business 35 years or so. 20 years ago, I got into trouble financially, big time trouble, okay? And, you know, what do you do when you're in trouble like that? Well, you go to your pastor and he'll pray for you, but he doesn't know how to pray for you because he's not been down that road before. I went through a time that was really frustrating. And I had to seek, it was good because I had to seek God in a different level than I'd ever sought him before. Begin to show me principles. Principles where I'd messed up. Sins of commission, sins of omission, just being stupid. You know, sometimes you're just stupid in business. And I thought, gosh, wouldn't it have been good if I had learned these things before I got into trouble and I wouldn't have been in trouble? Well, I found the IFCB. And it began to change my life because I could see these guys had already been down that road. Now, they say that I've been down that road a couple of times and got lost both times. But I thought to myself, gosh, this is a... Why couldn't I have found a place like this when I was 20 years old, you know? Because I could have learned these things. I could have kept myself from and my family from having to go down that trail. And so it has just really been a valuable thing to me. And you know, for each of us that are in the IFCB, we're probably there for a different reason. We all have something as to how it appeals to us, why we're there, the fellowship, the relationships, and all of these things that are so valuable. But to me, I see the IFCB a little different than probably some here in that we see this as an outreach ministry in the marketplace. I see it a little different. I see it as a ministry to men so that they can go minister in the marketplace. And I really feel that's the calling that we have. Our roundtable, Don has already alluded to it, but our roundtable has... I get the opportunity. Now, please take it right. I get the opportunity to see Jesus. I see it in Don. I see it in Ted. I see it in Harold Bennett. I sit in all of these folks, you know, these guys that I get to have a relationship with every week. And I go in and I facilitate a round table, and I always leave thinking, wow, you know, all I did was facilitate it, because I sure didn't lead it, because I got more out of it than they did. I know I did. And we have some young fellas in our round table that just blow my mind. There's no other way of putting it. I got to repeat this one thing that one of the young fellas said. His name is Juan Camacho. He just started a business. And he's there every week, and he never misses. But he was sitting there one day, and we were going around with our subject matter, and he says, you know, I remember my mama told me, Juan, don't worry about the fruit. Take care of the tree. The tree will take care of the fruit. I thought, man, there's revelation there. Go in and take care of the tree. The tree will take care of the fruit. If we go in here and do what we're supposed to be doing, it will bear fruit. I am ministered to every week. And I just appreciate the opportunity to belong to the IFCB. I think we have a special call. I think that we have not stepped into it yet, folks. But I think we're getting there. I think we will step into it. In the city of Tulsa, we ought to have 1,000 men. Well, we just haven't got out and marketed it correct yet, but we will. I am very confident. I believe there is a call on our life. Men have different needs than ladies. And I'll be very quick in this, but I something came home to me 2 years ago. My father was in a nursing home. And actually, it was an assisted living home. And I remember walking in there the first time that after he had been settled there for a while. And I noticed something that really got my attention. All the ladies were sitting around tables, and they were just having a big time. You know, there'd be 9 women and 8 of them talking. And the only reason the other one wasn't talking, she was eating. See? But... I looked around and I noticed the men. Here's 10 men, each one of them sitting in a chair by himself. It broke my heart to see that. That my father had not learned to have relationships. He had not learned to have fellowship. He was so wrapped up in his business and his occupation that that became his life. And it was sad. I believe there is a special place that we have, that we can minister to men in the areas of relationships and fellowships and evangelism. And I believe I have a call of God on my life to be an encourager. I have about 80 employees. And I tell you, I go around. I don't get to see all of them every day. But my big thing is to go around and just say, man, you're doing a good job. I appreciate what you're doing. Andy cleans our offices. Andy, you're doing a great job. Man, I tell you, I sure appreciate the way you come and cleaned up. That's the call that we have there, to be an encourager. And we can be an encourager in our round tables to these men that you know, have not learned relationships, have not learned to have fellowship. And out of that, we can relate to them and mentor them in some of the things that we've learned the hard way, you know. Been down that road and got lost and got, you know. But we can teach each other. And we learn from each other. So, we have a product, folks, that we have just not been able to market correctly yet, but we will. And I believe there is a need, there is a real need for what we have to offer. And I appreciate the opportunity to know these gentlemen. I thought, I'd never get to know Don and Kelly Ashton and Jack Martin and all these guys. It gives me an opportunity to have a relationship, a special, deeper relationship than what you just have in a business relationship. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. This time I'd like to call on Kelly Ashton. Kelly, I'd like for you to tell them what the IFCB has meant to you and how you got involved and what's happening in your life.
All right.
Bless you, buddy, too.
Oh, I'd rather follow George Bush. Wow. You know, about 10 years ago, I can remember Don Hale. I met him at a ministry meeting, and he said, I've got a luncheon I want you to go with me to. And I said, okay. And he didn't really have to twist my arm too much. But he said, I think you might enjoy it. And after the luncheon and all the men, the great men that I met, I signed up. I mean, that was the easiest sale Don Hale ever made in his life. But I was looking for something. I travel so much in my job. I don't, other than one lifetime fishing partner of mine, I don't really have time to develop relationships. And as we get older, we need those relationships. And this was a place, it's a special place for me, because I can go into a round table. This is harder than I thought. I can go into a round table in the morning and I can rub shoulders with men who have achieved their dreams. Or I can rub shoulders with young men who are seeking their first experiences, their first blessings from God. And it's really changed my life. I mean, changed my outlook on life. And relationships are everything. And it's just a place where I can go in the morning, or whether it's at the luncheon on Thursdays, I know I'm going to go in and I'm going to greet men of like mind who love Jesus Christ. And if I have a problem, I know they're going to pray for me and my problem, and it's going to be solved. If I need a healing, it's going to happen. I know that. Don't get too close to Jack Martin. Okay. I made that mistake on the first men's retreat that I went to. I believe it was probably the same one that Harold was talking about. But And I had never experienced a men's retreat like that before. In fact, it was the one in Fenton, Missouri. And in fact, I had a visitation from Jesus Christ that day. Wow. It was probably the most spiritual thing that has ever happened in my life. And I can remember, he came, he wrapped his arms around me, and I experienced the most joy I've ever had in my life. And when I opened my eyes, my body had turned 180 degrees and I was facing the back of the room. And a lot of you gentlemen were there that day. And as I turned, there were 70 some men spread, sprawled face down on the floor. And I was the only one standing in the room. So I know I had a visitation. And many, many other things. Jack Martin will appreciate this. One night I saw over at the ORU Tower in the Wisdom Auditorium, I believe it was. I jumped into the prayer line. And I was fixing to have surgery on one of my legs. And I was prayed for, went home that night, got up in the morning, and my wife said, "Kelly, look at your leg." And I looked down. And I had a new leg. It was baby pink. There wasn't a scar. There wasn't a vein showing any place on it. And if you don't think that won't change a Methodist, I mean, whoa, a part-time Methodist, okay? A part-time Methodist. That healing gave me so much faith. And it changed me overnight. And I've seen many other things. I've had many other experiences that I probably wouldn't have experienced if I hadn't been associated with the IFCB. And I, you know, just the time in Toronto where I witnessed in a service the glory cloud, the movement of God as he came down the aisle and he knocked me to the ground. And the sound of the locomotive, it was just a beautiful experience. A black and gold glory cloud that came down the aisle and slew 1,000 people. I mean, these are things that you don't see every day, but they're with you forever. Or the time I was in my car going to see a customer, and out of the back seat I heard the loud audible voice of the Holy Spirit telling me to stop and go in and see a customer who had refused to buy from me for 13 years. That's an experience. We still have that business today. And these are just some of the things, the benefits. These are extra benefits that I've experienced just being associated with godly men in the IFCB.